Also, she found dolls that needed new clothes and made new outfits for them, and then she gave them to the church to be sold. I have one of them. And Dorothy died in Bend on September 24th, 1984. Barbara, my cousin. I could go on and on about the relationship I had with my Uncle Bill and Aunt Dorothy. They were such an integral part of my life, and it was like having a second mother and dad. Their daughter Barbara and I played together more like sisters from as far back as I can remember. We are only 6 months apart in age, and we had a very special relationship. I can remember knowing that they would be coming to the ranch, and I would go outside on the front porch with my grandpa and watch for their car. You could see the dust rise from the road a ways out from the ranch, and since there were so few cars in those days, I would watch breathlessly for it to be Uncle Bill's car. If it wasn't, I just waited again. When they finally came, Barbara and I had a life of our own to play and explore and only come in for lunch when we got called. We went swimming and hiking up the river, up to the barn, caught crawdads in the river, fished, and just had a wonderful time. We almost managed to drown one time while our mothers were doing the washing. We were playing in a shallow part of the river with a sandy bottom, and I happened to push it a little by going too far down the river where it got deeper and deeper. I started to yell, so did Barbara, as I was caught in the current. I knew better. Barbara started after me, and she got caught in the same current. By then, my folks heard us yelling, thank goodness, and my dad came running, taking his shoes off as he ran, and he jumped in after us. I was going down for the third time, so he pushed Barbara towards a willow close to where she was, and he dove after me. He pulled me up, coughing and swallowing half the Lilliputian River. He took me to the bank of the river and helped me get a grip on the edge, and then got Barbara from the willow. Well, as you can guess, my mom said later that she didn't know whether to spank us or hug us. I don't remember getting spanked, but we two girls were in a heap of trouble for some time. When it came time for them to go home, we would both beg and plead to get to stay with each other. Either Barbara would stay with me or I would go home with her. We nagged our folks until they couldn't handle it anymore and gave in. When they moved to Tumalo, about 28 miles away, we got to ride in the back of Uncle Bill's pickup truck all the way. We loved it. Tales of Barbara's and my escapades never end. Maud. The next child born to WP and Sadie was Maud. She was born February 22, 1886, in Fort Worth, Texas. As far back as I can remember, she was part of our family, too. She had three children. The first was Bill, who was also the first child born to this large family and became the first cousin of this generation. Then Catherine and Betty came along. Their father was Chester Catlow, who was a musician and played the organ music in the theaters in Portland before the talking movies came along. I also believe that he had a pharmacist's license and taught music. I only met him once in later years as he had moved to the Caribbean islands and lived out his days there teaching music to the natives. And that is where he died December 22, 1974. Aunt Maud was a teacher of the highest caliber. To this day, I have friends still living in Bend who tell me how much they loved her and how much she influenced their lives. One such person is one of my oldest and dearest friends from that era, Virginia Russell Ferguson. She and I were best friends from the time we met at La Pine. She loved her teacher, Mrs. Catlow, and in the future, she too became a teacher. I get to see her every few years, and we love to talk about those wonderful days. I stayed with her many times in Shevlin, and she came to my ranch to stay with me. I took her back to the ranch a year ago, and we had a great time remembering back when.